Today we're talking to American heroes, Jack, and we're going to bring in Julie Bologna, another American hero, served her country. We were just hearing in the prior segment from her husband, Harry. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. Longtime retired Navy SEAL. And Julie, really is an honor to have you on the show. It's been an honor to get to know you. And tell our audience here a little bit about your service, and you're a veteran now.
Yeah, good morning. I joined, as a young kid, trying to just figure out what I was going to do with myself, what I was going to do with my life. And at the time, my dad had served, and both my brothers were in. They were submariners. And so I went, why not? Let's try this. And I joined as a corpsman first, worked in the hospitals, and then went search and rescue. And at the time, I was the second female SAR corpsman in the Atlantic Fleet. And, met Harold and got married and had kids and got out to, we couldn't deploy at the same time, so one of us stayed home, and that decision was me to stay home. And enjoyed every bit of it.
And, Phil, that speaks to service. You know, we just had our other guest, John Kleck, in Navy SEAL in the first hour. Brothers who are police officers, firefighters, he in the Navy and the SEALs. You hear Julie. What is it, Julie, about this sense of service? I asked John the same question. I'm going to ask you. What is it? Where does this sense of this innate sense of service come from, Julie?
I don't think I really had it until later into the service. I joined just because I wanted to find myself. And as time went on, I found I was really good at what I was doing, and I really enjoyed it. And every time something came up to volunteer, I was, I'll try it, I'll do it. I wasn't too quick to learn the never again volunteer yourself motto, and I just kept volunteering. And to me, that was what you did in the service. You tried new things, you did things, and when the Gulf War came and they said, do you want to go? And I said, sure. And 48 hours later, I was gone.
Phil, you also, Julie, real quickly, Phil Tobbs, Swim of the Mission, you've chronicled 93 names. We're not going to do them right now, but towards the end of the show, we'll remember this. But what Julie's mentioned, just going off and serving, and Harry, her husband, we have to remember that in the last 20 years, while we were living our lives free, worrying about our cell phone plans, worrying about the mortgage, worrying about our kids' college, worrying about a wedding, worrying about a job, worrying about our health, these people have been serving for 2 decades in the war on terror, and they're still serving. And that's what when Julie speaks, I think of that, Phil.
That's right. And Julie, this is why I wanted you to come on Jack's show today and talk to Jack's audience about that service. And, we started with your own service, right? And then, as you said, you couldn't both you and Harry serve at the same time, right? And Harry's had a long career in the teams. And I feel like you've become a voice now for some of the spouses, Julie, right? And there's no playbook, right, to be the spouse, of a Navy SEAL. But I'd love to hear if you have any advice. There are a lot of spouses out there, and a lot of them didn't serve like you did. But share with us some of your thoughts and advice that you would give to some of those spouses who really have borne the brunt of the sacrifice here.
Well, I think becoming a spouse is a service in itself. And to find, your first... when you're dating the service member, whoever it is you're dating, the deployment schedule is really not that big deal, and you kind of brush things off. And what you have to realize is this is going to be for the rest of your life or until they serve. And most of these guys, what you don't realize is it's in their blood. It's who they are. And so asking them to get out or to not deploy or not go to that school that they really want to go to, is actually going to hurt yourself and hurt your marriage and hurt them. And that's not right to do. I know a lot do it. So you have to be willing to be a single parent, be a single, take care of the house, the kids, the cars, the animals, and still support your husband in whatever they're doing and support the other wives. Cause that community is a great community to be in. And, you lean on each other. You're there for everything, for all the kids' first day of school, and to we've had an injury or a death in the teams or whatever you are, and you know, you rely on each other for the little things to the big things. And it's a wonderful community to be in. And, you know, as a spouse, use those assets. They are amazing.
Thank you, Julie. I want to share a quick story, Jack, that involves Julie and Harry. You know, I'm thinking about January 6th. Early this year. For most people, January 6th in this country is all about, you know, what happened on the Capitol. For me, it was, I was taking my daughter to school at George Washington University in D.C. So I was having a very different experience than the rest of the country because we didn't have any cable that day and I was moving her in. And I was posting on Facebook, as I sometimes do, about moving my daughter in and getting all these texts about what was going on. So I was having a very different experience. And Julie saw that I was in Washington, and she messaged me and said, you know, Harry's a Walter Reed, if you want to go and visit him. And Julie, I'm very grateful that you did that, because I did not know that Harry was back there having yet another surgery. And Julie, Harry shared with us and our audience in the last segment that he stepped on a landmine and lost both of his legs. And thankfully, he survived that. And, you know, that struggle continues. And so for you and for Harry, you are having yet a very different experience than the rest of us, you know, in this world that you live in, this world of sacrifice and this world of service. And I was very blessed to be able to go to Walter Reed. I did, Julie, have to talk my way in there. I told them I was sent there by the Navy SEAL community, and they wouldn't let me in, but they eventually did let me in. And I was so blessed to be able to see Harry in a tough moment for him, Julie. But talk about your life in you know, being Harry's partner in this, because this is your struggle too, right? Everything that he's going through now to recover from that catastrophic event.
Yeah, you know, October 22nd is seared in my brain forever. It, you know, the day he stepped on the landmine and I had people show up at my door knocking to tell me that they didn't know if he was going to survive. And, you know, he did die twice over in Afghanistan and we got him back. He's a fighter as usual, so he, you know, he fought his way back. And when this happens, you know, you don't, you know, when you hear about it, or, you know, as ombudsman, I had to do notifications and knock on people's door. And you don't, you always wonder what's going to happen if it happens to me. Am I going to crumble to the floor? Am I going to be okay? Or are my kids going to be okay? And, you know, it's a surprise of how strong you are and how you click to go mode and let's get this done. Let's work on this. What do you need? And what do they need? And what do the guys need? What do the guys need to be okay to go back into the field? Because they're deploying again. You know, they just experienced this event too. And now they have to go back into the field. And how do you ease their mind that they're going to be okay or that their families are going to be okay? So you kind of don't think about yourself and you just, you know, pull your pants up and get moving and make it happen and do it.
Julie, do you feel at times you're alone with Harry, or do you get a sense of your SEAL community? Does it sometimes feel lonely, what you've gone through and the sacrifice that he and you have made, or not?
It does, because it's hard to, you know, I can hang out with some of my friends and be like, oh, you know, Harold is just annoying me today. He cannot put his clothes in the hamper or whatever it is. You know, I've tripped over five legs and they're falling all over and they scratched the wall. And a lot of people who say, well, you should just be happy he's alive. And I'm like, well, duh, but he's still my husband. And I've been fortunate that, I don't know if it's fortunate, but a lot of my counterparts, the other SEAL wives, have had similar experiences. You know, I've got a friend who her husband was shot and paralyzed. I've got Gold Star wives who are my friends, you know, so there is that bond and community where my girlfriend can say, oh, you know, oh, my husband scratched up the floor with his wheelchair too. Don't worry. It happens all the time. So you still have those SEAL wife friends, but your community grows in the caregivers that are out there, and not just the SEAL caregivers, but the other service caregivers who give so much of themselves and are so selfless in what they're doing and taking care of their husbands that that is another community that's opened up to me that is amazing out there.
Julie, thanks for sharing some of your life and being, and thank you for your service. I mean that sincerely, and I wish you and Harry the best, and I thank you for the time. We're going to come back and hear a little more from Harry. Thank you, Julie. Godspeed, and thank you very much.
Thank you.